As I ambled my way through Paddington and Marylebone, I was inundated with the shouts of the newsboys announcing the latest. Condolence messages had been received from across the globe, and the papers were already trying to outdo each other with the news and retrospective summaries of all the events and changes that had taken place during the 6 decades and more of her reign. And, oh my, but how the world had changed. When I was a schoolboy in short pants, the great schooners and magnificent sailing ships gracefully bobbed over the waves and cut through the 7 seas. Now they were long gone, replaced by steamships belching coal-black smoke and racing across the oceans at speeds that were previously unimaginable. If my father had wanted to send a letter to a relative in Australia, he could count on its arriving there 2 months later and wait another 2 months for a return. Now a telegram could be fired off and a return received in less than an hour. The owner of a tea garden in Darjeeling could take his tea in the Windermere Hotel and read in the local paper the news of his home football team win or loss on the previous day. As I strolled along the wide boulevard of Marylebone Road, I pondered the sights and smells of London that had been part of my life since returning from Afghanistan. When, over 20 years ago, I first moved into the rooms I shared with Holmes, the streets of London were packed.